Tom Dabernick, he's got a big day ahead. Runners here in Sydney and, of course, great chances at Caulfield. Morning to you, Tom.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. Gee, you must be very proud of where you're sitting right now. I remember talking with David and yourself when Euroa was being built in country Victoria, and you said, just give us time, we'll build. Gee, you're in a great position right now, mate. The stable is in A1 order.
Yeah, we've got fantastic support and a good group of staff, and it's a big team effort, and it's nice to be getting some nice results.
Tom, before we get on to the Caulfield Cup, is this horse in Sydney, Al Shahad?
Yeah, it looks a nice two-year-old. The heavy eight, I'm not sure about. We trialled at Wodonga on a soft track, but I guess it's probably like a lot of the horses in the race, especially the Sydney ones, it's been dry and firm, so it's probably their first look at wet ground. But he looks to go well, and I mean, we've had a couple of runners in the early two-year-old races down here, and we've won a couple, so he's probably got similar ability to those.
Okay, so you'd say he has their sort of talent, so he's expected to run well.
Yeah, I mean, we've been working him in the Sydney way of going, and he seems fine that direction. He's a Bob's horse, so that's what made us think about looking for a race up there, and he's also a Magic Million, so we thought it gives him an opportunity to have a run that way going.
Okay. He'd had a jump out after that trial at Flemington, was that right?
Yes, yeah. So he's gone where every time we've had a look at him under jump out conditions, he's done well, and look, I'm sure he's a horse that is going to keep improving, but he's I'd be surprised in a smaller sort of field like this if he wasn't right around the money.
Caulfield Cup, I'd be surprised if a couple of your horses weren't right around the money here. Look, let's start with Ventura Storm. He's been eyeing these two next races off for a while now, and he seems to have come right at the correct time.
His lead-up runs have been really good, and I thought in the Turnbull, his second to Winks was perfect. We saw Jamaica run second in the race last year, and she went on to win the race. And, you know, he gets into the Caulfield Cup with a nice light weight. He's drawn a good gate. Damien Oliver's got a good record in the race. So there's plenty of positives you can find for him today.
Mm. Harlem, he gets a great run on back to Caulfield here, the scene of his win, big win, two starts back. How's he training on?
Really good. He's Blinker's first time. He won the Naturalism from an inside gate, so barrier one I quite like. He, you know, should land in a good spot, and I'm sure he's going to put himself into the race. He's run in the Bart Cummings, was sound. He finished right alongside our Mandan, and I think that good solid 2,500 metre race will have him nice and fit for today. So, with those two in the race, I'm expecting them to both run to their best.
Mm. You've also got Boom Time, who's a genuine tough. He could roll forward and be in some sort of position. This race lacks a little bit of speed in numbers.
Yeah, he'll sit probably in front of Harlem and Ventura, and he's had that good solid run last week, and he went forward, and he was the only one to keep grinding away. All the horses that went forward with him finished at the tail of the field. So you're dead right, he's a tough horse, and he's a winner at the track and distance. So I'm sure he'll from about the 600 onwards, he'll put himself into it at some stage.
Yeah,
Tom, just on that, Ron mentioned the lack of numbers with pace, but we're probably, I know there are a lot of people that are a bit nervous about Sir Isaac Newton, just how tough he could be now that they've announced that they're going to go forward and probably lead, that if he does get going, he could find himself a few lengths in front, and therefore it becomes a really strong staying race.
Yeah, well, I think that style of race, would suit a Boom Time. He goes forward and he's relaxed in the role, so he can just cruise along in his own rhythm. But I think for a Ventura Storm and those, they're lovely and fit, and I don't I don't think it'll worry them. Yeah.
Yep. You've also got He's Our Rocky there. He probably just needs to lift that little bit.
Yeah, he's been struggling to find his form. He's drawn a gate where we're forced to go back and get some cover, which I think will suit him because he's been pulling a bit this preparation and not quite finishing. So we've gone to a Norton bit and taken his blinkers off him. And I think if he switched off, he's certainly a horse that on his day he's capable enough, but on present form it'd be hard to have.
A few other runners there, River Jewel, Justice Glory, second up and third up. Any hope in the first?
I think there's sort of each-way chances, but they've probably got to find a length or two. But they're fitting well, and, you know, they'll get reasonable runs in the race. So I think they'll run well.
Race two, would have thought so. Looks a nice horse.
Yeah, it's only his third start. He won nicely at Ballarat and sat right back and ran good time compared to the other races on the day. So he's a horse with promise, a little bit down on experience, but one for the punters to follow going forward.
Race three, Rimram, well, she finally broke through last time, she'd been honest.
Yeah, she's, you know, the trip won't be a problem. We're looking possibly at an Oaks for her, and she's fitting well, and I'm sure she'll run well.
Esther Rock, race four, up to 2,000 metres.
Very fit, goes into blinkers for the first time. He actually worked very well in the blinkers, so I'm sure that'll help him. He's just been a shade disappointing his last couple, but not running badly. But maybe 2,000 with the blinkers on, and Kieran McAvoy, who's in exceptional form, so I'm sure he'll get his chance.
You're well fancied in race five, Samovaro, nice mare, out of the right races.
Yeah, she's been going well. She ran second to Harlem in the Naturalism, and then we backed her up in the Underwood coming back in distance, which was a little bit unconventional, and she went forward, and Cathy O'Hara sort of took us on and brought us unstuck. So I'm sure she's very fit, talented mare, tough, and I think she'll be hard to beat.
Race six, Tash B and Grand Ross, are they both always knockout chances?
I think that they'll both run well. I thought Grand Rosso probably I'd lean to slightly, but Tashby's a good consistent horse, and but I'd probably slightly lean towards Grand Rosso.
And race seven, Fartanar, he was good first up and has a nice draw here.
Yeah, he's been going really well. First up, Kevin Forrester's horse had sort of laid all over us in the run, and we didn't have a lot of room, so he ran well. He's drawn an inside gate again, but you know, he's a pretty good sprinter, and I'm sure he'll be thereabouts.
And you finish with a good chance in Furyk, who, well, she looks a good hope.
Yeah, she was in season at her last start, and she actually burnt her bumpers, which is the bit of skin at the back of the fetlock, so we've got that right, and I'm sure on her best form she'd certainly be hard to beat in this. She's worked well and her coat's come right, so I'm looking for an improved run from her.
Personal, what's your personal thought about the Caulfield Cup? Which way are you leaning?
I think Ventura Storm's had the perfect prep. I've had something on Harlem and Ventura Storm, so I've hedge my bets there, but I'm probably more confident than I've been for a long time in the Caulfield Cup with our two runners. I think we've got a great couple of chances there, so hopefully it can all fall into place for us.
Good luck today.
Good on you. Thanks Tom. Thanks very much, mate. Good on you.
Bye, mate.
Tom Dabernick there from Lindsay Park.